SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
After-school activities provide children and teenagers with many benefits, including the opportunity to learn new skills and make friends. Although there are many options available in Australia, some can be quite expensive.
When parents or young people have to pay for stuff, it becomes less inclusive and less people have opportunity to access that.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained podcast. I'm your host, Maram Ismail. Today, we will explore the benefits of after-school activities and how to find affordable and inclusive options for your children. Soccer, swimming, ballet, piano, chess, arts and crafts, circus, cooking, basketball, robotics, tennis, the sky is the limit when it comes to after-school activities in Australia. We know that children gain loads of benefits from taking part in these activities. Of course, they may learn a new skill, but they can also improve their mental and physical health, confidence, and social skills. Raman Spy, a sociology professor at Victoria University, says fun and friendship matter most to young people.
If you strip everything away about sports and after-school sort of physical activity, for children and young people, it's ultimately first and foremost about fun and the social component. So making new friends or being with your friends, being with your peers.
He believes the sense of connection children build during these activities is especially important for migrants.
You can craft sort of a sense of belonging both to those around you, to the environment or the spaces that you're in. And I think that can be really meaningful. As we know, sort of that sense of belonging is absolutely fundamental to well-being and to a sense of community for everyone, but particularly, of course, also for those who may be, sort of either newly arrived or come from communities who might generally more struggle with forms of discrimination or marginalization.
Zakaria Farah is head of community development at The Huddle, the community arm of the North Melbourne Football Club. He sees firsthand how these activities help kids connect outside of school.
And one of the benefits that a lot of young people see is the opportunity to make friends, friendship and connect with each other. You know, and the social connection is a key determinant of well-being, and being able to make friends is sometimes might be difficult for young people, but sports brings people together and all these other programs that we do bring people together. So building a strong connection is a really important benefit for young people.
Raman Spy recommends involving children in choosing their activities.
But my three sons sit on completely different ends of that spectrum. So my oldest son loves the competitive stuff. He's a very gifted soccer player. The other one sits sort of in the middle. And the third one likes really outdoor play and going into nature. But once it gets sort of organized and competitive, he's not into that. So you can see sort of at a very micro level in one family already how there are these different sort of preferences. I think that's really important that we cater for the full spectrum of interest.
Cost is a major barrier, with some families spending thousands annually on after-school activities. But there are free and affordable options. Schools often provide activities after hours, and many state governments offer vouchers for sports and arts. Your local library is a great resource for arts, science, and technology activities. Elisa Dennis is the manager of Library and Museum Services for the Liverpool City Council in southwestern Sydney. The libraries offer a range of free after-school activities like chess and robotics club, crafts and retro gaming.
The element is at all of our libraries, all public libraries, are all about providing access and equity to the community. It's about having places where kids can, regardless of your income, where you live, all of those things, you can have access to things that will interest you, that will equip you for new skills, that can just be fun. It's a less formal style of education.
Youth and community centres are another great option for free and low-cost activities. Zachary Lovett, a proud Kanjijamara man, is the team leader at Richmond Youth Hub in inner city Melbourne. The hub offers activities like basketball, soccer, cooking and circus. He says that having access to sports equipment is a big draw and that the young people also enjoy having a space to call their own.
Because of the geographical location of where the hub is, they don't have a lot of space to actually just like sit and hang out and converse with other people their age. So a lot of what we try and do is just have group discussions or group activities, whether it's like if we cook, we'll all sit down and eat together and then have a discussion.
The Huddle runs free sports programs in North Melbourne and Wyndham. Zakaria Farah says making these free ensures inclusivity.
When parents or young people have to pay for stuff, it becomes less inclusive and less people have opportunity to access that. So by making things free, you're allowing a higher proportion of young people to actually be able to engage with your activities and get the benefits of that social well-being aspect of it.
He believes cultural safety is also key.
We emphasize a lot on hiring people and or educating our staff around what is the cultures that we support, what are their cultural requirements, and educating them around cultural safety and how to facilitate sessions with young people who are from a different background.
Zakaria Farah himself benefited from such programs growing up.
From my personal experience when I was growing up and I was using these services, one of the things that I've made lifelong friends from young people who are from my background, but also people who were normally called backgrounds, they're quite isolated in the sense that they tend to stick together. But providing this opportunity to engage different people, to engage different young people from different backgrounds really broadens your horizons and allows you to have those conversations in a more productive way.
He says that beyond fun, these activities can create future opportunities.
I got an employment opportunity from working and being part of those after-school programs. And I got an opportunity to work in those programs and then build my whole career was based on the first opportunity I got in that program.
He adds that these programs benefit everybody, not just young people.
And these young people come to us that we learn about what they do, we learn about their culture, and then we are also able to adapt and learn from them. So there's the benefits that they receive individually is important, but they also contribute to us and being a more inclusive and harmonious society as well.
Thank you for joining me today for this episode, written and produced by Audrey Bourget and Amaram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germiel. Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/australiaexplained.